This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. A month-long celebration of photography and lens-based art is underway. Photo Focus Biennial 2016 features more than 60 exhibits and over 100 events at participating venues throughout Cincinnati and the surrounding region. The theme for this year is photography, the undocument. And here to tell us more about this year's Photo Focus are Executive Director Mary Ellen Gokey and photographer J. Miles Wolf, who is presenting his Obscure Cincinnati exhibit during Photo Focus. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Miles and Mary Ellen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you,
welcome.
Mark.
Pleasure to be here.
Mary Ellen, what is Photo Focus, the organization? Why and how did it get its start?
Well, the concept started about 8 years ago. It was a conversation between Tom Schiff, a local photographer and a collector of photography, and James Crump, who was the chief curator and curator of photography at the Cincinnati Art Museum at the time. And Tom had always been interested in the idea of a festival, in the sense that all of the arts organizations could collaborate every 2 years for a biennial that is built around photography and lens-based art. So that's literally a lunch conversation was how the idea started. And James Crump was here for the first Photo Focus Biennial in 2012, and he put together two terrific shows at the Art Museum that year. Herb Ritz, a well-known fashion photographer, as well as Doug and Mike Starnes, who exhibited at the Old Monastery in Mount Adams.
Mary Ellen, what kind of impact has Photo Focus had in terms of the promoting and boosting photography and the lens-based arts in the Cincinnati area?
Well, I think in terms of numbers of impact, if we used a measurement, we have seen attendance increase with each biennial. So in the initial biennial 2012, we saw about 60,000 people plus attended exhibitions, programming, events, lectures that year. 2014, we were headquartered at Memorial Hall for our programming. Again, we had venues all over the region, and that year we saw it increase to about 116,000 people for the biennial. So we're hoping to even increase upon that or grow our audience. And the real soul, one of the hearts of what we do, heart and soul of what we want to do, is help to populate the art venues around the city and the region. We feel that there's so many great art institutions, big and small, galleries that aren't maybe as well known as others. The universities, we support all of the university galleries who apply for funding and do shows there. So altogether, we really feel it's a chance to pick up a brochure and find the address and go to that site, or better yet, go online to www.photofocusbiennial.org. And our website will list each venue, what's happening there, a little description, a 3 or 4 paragraph description of the exhibition and its premise, as well as what lectures and opening receptions, panel discussions would be going on there as well.
Miles, you have an exhibit in Photo Focus this year, and would you tell us about that? It's called Obscure Cincinnati. What's this about?
Well, Obscure Cincinnati is a public street art exhibit. I'm displaying photographs around 10 different buildings around the Aronoff Center. And the idea for the exhibit came from the theme this year, Photography, the Undocument. And, you know, I publish books on Cincinnati and do a lot of scenes of the river, parks, and city, and I basically document Cincinnati. So this pushed the idea a little bit to come up with something where, you know, I wanted to continue with my theme of Cincinnati, but come up with an idea where it's a little bit different. And then the idea Obscure Cincinnati came from that. And the idea of placing the photographs in public areas where they can be viewed at any time was an idea that also came from, you know, the undocumented, to try to make it a little bit different, a different type of display.
What are some of the obscure places that you highlight in the exhibit?
Well, I feature a lot of buildings around Cincinnati, and also events and bridges, and, you know, just different elements around Cincinnati. Some of them are well-known buildings like Music Hall and Union Terminal, and others are lesser-known buildings where I really hope to be able to teach people and educate people a bit about some of these other great buildings we have in Cincinnati.
So where can you see these photographs? They're spread out over a four-block area?
Yes, yes. The route starts at the Contemporary Arts Center, and it goes down 6th Street and then up Main Street. And within that short walk, you can really see 44 different images on 10 different buildings within that route. And there is a map and a guide available at the Contemporary Arts Center, or it's available online at the website that I built for this exhibit, which is obscurecincinnati.com.
Now, of all the places that you were photographing, was there one that was particularly difficult to capture it properly?
Well, there was one that was really difficult, just because the lighting and the conditions and just getting into it. And it's a very interesting area that I had wanted to visit for years. And finally, I got access to get up there. And it's the, they call it the high steel of Union Terminal. And it's the structure that supports the rotunda and holds up the roof of Union Terminal. And it's really a fascinating area that very few people get to see. And I would recommend taking a look at those photographs.
How many feet off the ground were you? So that's pretty far up. But
yeah, it is. And you can't really get a sense of the height. There's, you know, there's concrete floors and there's stairwells. And, you know, it's a pretty large area. It's kind of surprising that, you know, there's probably a 20-foot gap between the rotunda and the roof itself. And that's all filled with this structural steel and little walkways to get through there. And, you know, the lighting's very dim. It's, you know, not open to the public at all.
Mary Ellen, tell us about the theme for the biennial this year. It's interesting, the photography, the undocument. Why that particular theme?
Well, the theme was created by Kevin Moore. Kevin Moore is our artistic director and chief curator, and Kevin is based in New York. He has a PhD from Princeton, and he's done a lot of work on not only contemporary photographers in terms of presenting exhibitions and so forth, but he also studied 19th century photography. And I think what we believe is interesting and will be interesting is the idea that originally founded photography in the mid part of the 19th century was thought to be this truth-telling device that with its invention would become the realistic medium, the instrument for presenting truth. And what we find now, and obviously up to the current day, is a great deal of editing, manipulation of photographs. Everyone who may have their own cell phone and uses Instagram or any of these applications knows that there's several different ways you can turn your color photo into a black and white photo. You can crop it. You can, so many different applications, also on large-scale computers, one can really manipulate a photographic work. So I think the overall what we're doing is presenting a wide variety of photography. In fact, the undocumented can be, it falls, almost all the photography that's in the exhibition covers, or the biennial covers, such a wide range that you'll see each exhibition falls within that term. So what we have done, though, is specifically Kevin has put together 8 exhibitions that we have curated ourselves, and these are in addition to the 50-plus other exhibitions that venues had applied to present, and then were given funding to by Photo Focus to present those shows. But in the 8 shows that Kevin is presenting, we will find really examples of his theme in a very direct way. One of them is at the Contemporary Arts Center, Roe Etheridge. It's an exhibition called Nearest Neighbor, which is actually based on a computer application used in photography. And we have a Zanelli Moholy exhibition. Zanelli is what one might call a documentary photographer. She did this past year win the 2016 Infinity Award from ICP, the International Center for Photography. But in fact, her work is a very direct reference to her life in South Africa and growing her life there, continues today. But she works directly from not only her own image, but those of her friends. And she works with the images she present her own life as a lesbian, as well as the transgender world of South Africa. And the images are amazing and very compelling. There's also a photographer that Kevin selected with that group of shows named Jackie Nickerson, who's done a great deal of work also. She's not South African. She's British, but she's photographed in Africa over the course of decades, and she's presenting a large body of work, actually large-scale body of work of photographs of workers, particularly women whose practice is to work within the agricultural industry.
You've got 8 curated events total. Right. People can find out about the whole list at photofocus.org.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's impressive, though. I mean, that beyond the 8 curated events, you've got lots of other exhibits like Miles.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think Miles's project is a terrific example of somebody responding to this theme who said, I know Cincinnati very well, and Miles is a very well-known and respected photographer here in Cincinnati. And he said, I'm going to make a project that works for me in my practice as a photographer, but also responds to the city and to the place he's made his home. And what's also great about Obscure Cincinnati by Miles is that it's in the heart of what we're calling the heart of the biennial this year, is the corridor. We're calling the Walnut Street Corridor, where you can see a terrific show at the Weston Art Gallery. Also, you can see the CAC show, the 21C, and the Mercantile Library. And the streetcar will take you directly down to the Freedom Center.
Miles, and your exhibit has an interactive nature to it, doesn't it? If I'm inspired by what I see, I can send you pictures of my own obscure sites, can't I?
We are encouraging people to post their own obscure sites to our Instagram at Obscure Cincinnati and J. Miles Wolf also. But the other interactive part of the exhibit is that we have QR codes next to each of the images. And we're encouraging people to guess at the locations of the images and had actually developed a game that goes along with the exhibit. If they care to play the game, you make an initial guess at where that image might be. And then when you hit the QR code that's right next to it with your smartphone, then you get additional written and visual clues about what that building might be. So there's some hints about what it might be, and then there's wider shots that show the building in different contexts. And then we encourage people to read through that and look through that information. And then at the end of the supporting images, the answer is revealed of what the building is, and we follow that up with a history of the building. So that's our educational piece of it, where they will understand that, yes, that's an impressive building in Cincinnati, and then we have a paragraph or two about the history and architecture of that particular location.
I noticed when I was going through the pictures, there are a lot of the small architectural details on buildings, things that people might not, and I guess that's why they're obscure, people might not normally notice these things. They're very interesting.
Yes, they really are interesting, and Cincinnati has a wealth of those details around the downtown area, and I really do like to point those out, and I've been doing that for over 20 years already, is photographing the details. But most of the images in the exhibit were photographed this year. About 90% of them are brand new images, so I really wanted to present a new body of work. And I also got involved into a motion technique of doing slower exposures and showing a little bit more of an abstract look at some of these events around Cincinnati. And by doing a slower exposure and showing a little bit of movement of the object and the color and the shape of it, it becomes abstracted. There's enough there that you get a hint of what the subject is. And that also goes into the guessing game quite interestingly with, just a different look at a photograph, to really look at an abstract representation of an image and then try to guess at where that's from.
Well, Miles and Mary Ellen, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Executive Director Mary Ellen Gokey and photographer J. Miles Wolf, who's presenting his Obscure Cincinnati exhibit during Photo Focus. And you can find links to more information about Photo Focus and Obscure Cincinnati at WVXU.org.